Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, July 24th. We're back with you, and we're joined yet once again by Danny's buddy, BFF, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you're BFFs? Oh, sorry. We're joined by A-Marie. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, LA.
Welcome back. So today's your last day here in LA?
It is.
That's like a half of it. It's like not even a full day.
I'm going to the airport after this. I'm going to get food and then I'm going to the airport.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you've been here for what, 5 days, 6 days, right?
It's like four and a half.
Four and a half days, okay. Have you had fun?
Yeah.
It's not a long time though, right? I mean, to get situated and stuff. Or did you start partying right away? What was that?
First night we didn't do anything.
Yeah, we didn't do anything the first night.
Yeah.
We drank wine, we went to bed.
Yeah. What about, did you go to the beach yesterday, to Venice?
Mm-hmm.
Went to Venice.
I brought her to Venice. She's never been.
Mm-hmm. I know. She was telling me that. Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You see, there you go. So what did you think? Did you like it?
Yeah, I had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's not much for laying out. Uh-huh. So if I went with somebody else, I probably would have stayed there, like laying on the beach till like 6 or 7.
Oh, I see. So did you walk at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
So and it's a lot of like interesting.
A lot of interesting characters, right?
So many people on drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was like intense.
They even have a dispensary right there, you know.
Multiple dispensaries.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and it smells like a giant like pot bowl. You're like watching like the dance show that they put on there.
Really?
And
that's
all
funny,
I can smell is weed.
I haven't been there, I guess, since it became legal. So like recreationally legal. So I don't know.
I don't know. People will be like laying on the beach on their towels smoking a joint.
And the cops don't give a shit, huh?
Mm-mm.
Wow, that's interesting.
All I got to do is pull out your medical card. I'm like, I need it right now. I have anxiety.
But you don't have to have it. I mean, no, because you still are not supposed to smoke it in public.
No, you can smoke in public.
No, you don't.
I've literally walked downtown LA smoking a joint.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to. It's not legal to have it outside.
You're
supposed
to
only do it in your house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But let me give you an example. Like San Francisco, for example, they've had, even before it was legal, they were smoking in front of cops and they don't do anything.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, you sit in the park, you go there and you see all these people smoking weed and the cops are right there not doing anything.
Right.
You know? So, and you're not really supposed to.
Mm-mm.
But that's what I'm saying is that it's out of control now. But you're not supposed to smoke anything on the beach, even cigarettes or anything, you know?
Yeah.
But
They were definitely smoking yesterday, that's for sure.
I mean, that's LA. As soon as you walk out of LAX, you smell
weed.
Yes.
I never smell it anywhere. I don't know. I feel like I'm the only one who creates smell, you know, for my neighbors and shit.
No. I can smell it. My entire building, my apartment building smells like
really?
Weed all the time.
I think LA just... completely, just the whole city thinks of weed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not like that back in Boston?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No.
It's
a lot stricter there. It's
not legal there.
Yeah, that's right.
Now they legalize a certain amount medical went through.
Okay.
Well, only medical is legal here.
Here it's recreational too.
Recreational too.
Yeah, effective this past January.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So like you don't need like a
doctor's recommendation
to go into one of those smoke shops?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dispensaries. Mm. But they have to be set up for recreational. Not all of them are. You see, I'd rather go to the medical ones. I have the doctor's recommendation.
I don't like medical weed.
Mm. What do you mean? It's the same shit.
No, it has like a different type of high to it. I'm like, nope, freaking out. Think I'm going to die.
No, there's no way. Weed is weed.
Mm-mm.
There's just different strains. But the thing is that there's no such thing as medical weed. It's just like when you say medical, it's like where you have the ability to buy it.
No, my
before,
uncle
it wasn't like that.
Had someone from California mail him some. Don't know how that worked.
Oh,
but he
wow.
ended up getting it, and I smoked it when I was back in Boston. It was the first time I was like, Gabby, you can't leave me. Couldn't be by myself.
Really?
I said, I would rather go to the top of our roof and jump off than continue this high.
Wow.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Well, you got to know how much to smoke. That's the problem. Yeah. Some people smoke too much.
Yeah. Now I've like lessened it to like one or two hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to like five or six.
Yeah. That's all you should smoke if you don't smoke regularly.
Yeah.
Right?
Do
you like weed? You don't like weed.
I don't smoke. I have nothing to say to this conversation. Nothing about
weed. She's never even tried it.
Yeah.
Really?
Never been high.
Wow.
I'm the only person who's like, you're like a unicorn.
I know. Well, good for you. You know, it shows a lot of discipline and stuff.
It's never like appealed to me. Like having my hair and clothes smell like weed before I go out.
Which is weird because you've tried other stuff.
Well, maybe not stuff that smells.
Only that one thing, very little.
Yeah, I mean, we both tried it and I would never do it again. Molly, oh my God.
Yeah, it was not
It was
fun.
Just not a good...
Molly, what's that?
Molly is like it's ecstasy on steroids.
No, it's the pure form of ecstasy. The crystal is supposed to be like better. It doesn't have the chemicals in it.
Right. But now everyone
puts
chemicals in it.
But now it's different. Now it has chemicals.
It was like a couple summers ago, everyone was dying from Molly.
Yeah,
remember that?
We had already given that up.
It was like an epidemic of people just dying of Molly. I was like, what?
Well, because me and Danny are like... Normally, like, we'll take one little crystal, then cut that one in half, and then take that. And we thought we were just raging. And everybody's like, how does that even hit you? Or like, it does.
Yeah, right? Yeah, when you don't do drugs, every little hits you, you know?
Yeah.
I'll never forget the first time I actually took that. My ex-boyfriend put it in my glass of champagne without telling me. Remember I called you?
Yeah, you took it, like, way more than me. You were, like, on something.
That was the only time I've ever taken that drug. That was my first and only time I've ever taken Molly, and it gave me such bad anxiety I never did it again.
Didn't we did it at the beach when we were at that place.
I didn't end up doing it.
Oh,
I yeah didn't. No girl, I did not take it. I watched everybody else on Molly. Mm. Especially Chris, but not me. No. Mm.
That's interesting. Yeah,
he stuck it in my drink and didn't tell me, and I went to the bathroom. I was FaceTiming her and I was like, something's wrong.
Wow.
She's like, okay, when you step outside the bathroom, shit is gonna happen. And I was like, what do you mean? I stepped out. It was almost as if you like weren't in your own body.
You have a blast on it, which is why a lot of people
like it.
Mm. At the time
the come down is awful.
Well, no one does it anymore. That kind of phase went out. But
yeah, I don't
at the
hear.
Point, it makes you have like you'd be anywhere in a shoebox in the most amazing time of your life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The come down is awful. I slept for almost 24 hours. It was to the point my dad walked in my room and was like, you did Molly last night, didn't you? And I was like, I did, Dad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I had to tell him.
Everything that's made in a lab is fucking can make you sick, you know?
Yeah, it was just
that's
horrible.
That's why weed doesn't make you sick, but it can give you anxiety if you smoke too much the first time. I know several people who have smoked too much the first time and they never want to touch it again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same with like putting weed in food.
Right.
That's not an enjoyable high for me at all.
Oh, well, that depends, you know, but...
I mean, you love it.
I love it. It works for me. Then I don't have to smoke so much.
Yeah.
You know? But the point is that it's just like any other drug or alcohol. You know, if you take too much, you're going to freak out, you know? I mean, so you got to start slowly.
Right.
And if you don't feel anything the first 5 minutes, then take another hit.
Right.
Or something, but not that, you know? And then with edibles, people don't even know that they don't even feel it for the first hour. So people think, hey, nothing, I'm not feeling anything. Let me
have some
more. And then it hits you. More.
It hits you almost like.
Right, but you have some more in the meantime in that hour. And then eventually it all comes down and you go, fuck, man. You know, I'm high.
Yeah, I've only done it one time. And it was, I called my Gabby and my parents and I both told them I wasn't making it through the night. They still bring it up to this day at like Thanksgiving. That's I'm like,
funny.
All right. Let's let that story go.
That's
but
funny.
It was horrible because I went to, I was in Orange County and I smoked a bong, like, you know, one of those giant bongs. So I was instantly high off of that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I'm so hungry. He's like, oh, there's food in the kitchen. But the only thing I found was a tray of brownies. And I was like, I hate chocolate, but I'm so fucking hungry. I'm going to eat this. So he comes and he goes, who ate all the fucking brownies? And I was like, you told me to eat. He was like, you're about to be real fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And I just went into like, it was like I fell into another dimension.
Oh, my God. I'm sure you did.
Mm-hmm. No, it was really bad.
A religious experience or something.
Yeah, the next day everyone went to the beach. I was like, I'll be here recovering from the traumatic experience I just had.
Danny always has the worst experience with weed, but yet she still smokes. Remember that one time we were in that hotel room? You were...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Every single time she says, I was like, clearly you're just not meant to smoke. You just want to smoke. Because your personality just doesn't go with it.
Okay. That was some other. Okay. So I met this like PA on a show and we were like when you film a show, you have to stay in a hotel for a couple of days before you go to the location. And the PA came to my room and we all smoked weed. But it was like a shoebox of a room. So like the entire, I don't know how you guys didn't get high off secondhand smoke. But it was like, just like,
oh my God.
It completely filled, yeah, completely filled with smoke. And all of a sudden I like, I'm looking at this person and she's talking and I'm like, I can't even look at you talking. Like you're bothered. Like she was bothering me. So I went into the bathroom, locked the door and I sat in the bathtub for like what, 2 hours.
Wow. Yeah. She was like freaking out.
And then and then she left. So like Gabby and Awilda were like, you can come out now. So I came out and they were trying to go to sleep cause we had a busy day in the morning.
Right.
And I was like, yo, someone's outside. They're looking for Paul. They're like, nobody's outside. I literally thought someone was outside saying, hey, where's Paul? I'm looking for Paul. I'm like, guys, there's somebody outside.
Yeah, it was pretty much a joke.
Yeah. So, Amory, what are you going to do when you go back home?
I'm going to go to work. I land at midnight-ish, and I have to go home.
Shower. And
did you tell us what you did?
Accounting.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, I have to go to work in the morning, so... Yeah.
Oh, so I'm okay. So going back to work. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'm going back to work, and that's this week. And then next week I have to go to Newport. I have this bachelorette thing in Newport, Rhode Island, and that's pretty much it. Summer. I can't believe summer's almost over. Kind of. Right.
It just almost started. Over. It's over.
Yeah, it just started. What do you mean it's over?
No,
like,
it's
technically. I feel like basically end of August. Is
yeah,
over.
August. It's like
the last day of winter. It's that mentality of. Being from the East Coast.
Yeah, from the East Coast, yeah. Right.
Where, and she's still on.
Here
like,
we have summer all year.
No, but it gets really cold here. There was one, remember the like 2 months, it was just like really cold every single day, like sweater, UGG boot weather.
It rarely gets like that.
It was gray. It was raining for like 2 months straight. I was like, what is this?
2 months straight here?
Remember?
No.
Yes. You went from saying we need rain and then it was just rained every day.
But not 2 fucking weeks. Come on. Here, the most it'll rain is 2 days in a row. Or something.
No. Yeah,
that's all it was. No, I'm telling you.
LA is known for that. You guys need it to rain more. It doesn't
rain.
Yeah,
I know. We really need rain.
I hate when it rains here.
I know.
You guys like need rain.
I know.
And I love rain. So to me, it's fine. But
well, at least you don't have blizzards.
We don't get a lot of it.
I like rain if I have someone to like cuddle with.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, yes. Hey, hi. Do you want to cuddle today? It's raining. Let's not do anything.
It's still better than blizzards when you can't leave your house because the snow will kill you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but the rain here can kill you too because it's monsoons usually.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But I'd rather have rain than snow any day of the week.
Yeah.
For sure.
When's the last time you saw snow?
When I went home for Christmas. Oh, it, like, when I was at home, there was like literally 3 blizzards. I was like, this is not.
Yeah, that sucks.
It just was a reminder of how grateful I am to be living in California.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's just like Gabby was like, we're going to do this. We're going to do that when you get home. And most of the time it was like we had to make it to Redbox before 10 a.m. because the blizzard started at 11.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell?
It's true. You know,
it's a different kind of life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Very nice. Sure is.
So now you told us you have a boyfriend, right? Mm-hmm. So you're in a relationship. How long have you been in that relationship for?
Like her whole life?
11 years.
On
and off.
Serious?
On and off. Like we broke up in college and then it's been on and off for 11 years. I think we broke up like 3 times.
So you guys will probably eventually end up together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. So your plans are what? To have a family and everything?
Yeah. Like you a want family. Kids?
When are you going to have kids?
Not now. I don't want kids.
No. Not right
do you want
now.
Kids ever?
Yeah, of course. They just don't want kids now.
Do you know it's like harder to have kids after 33?
That's a blatant lie. I just had a conversation with my doctor. He's like, you're literally, she goes, it's 2018. Anytime before 40, you're perfectly fine. The 35 really? Even got
I'd be,
to 40.
I'd be too scared for like.
To wait.
33. That means you're not having kids, Danny. If you make 33.
Come on. I'll get pregnant by
Hurry
somebody.
Up, yeah.
I'll get pregnant by somebody.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah. I'm like, don't wear a condom this time. And it'll be like my ovulation week. I'm like, hee hee hee. Now I'm having your baby.
Yeah, the guy will be only too happy not to use a condom. Then he'd be set with a fucking kid.
Let's get you a little bit more situated before you bear a child.
Well, I'm not going to have a kid with someone who's not situated.
Kids are expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I'll have a kid with someone who, and I hate to say that, but it's just.
No, it's true.
It's just the truth. My grandmother always used to say, just marry rich. Like, don't get, who gives a shit about happiness? I mean, I would rather be happy, but I want to be happy and not poor.
Right.
Like, I just don't see how you could ever be happy with someone.
Did your grandma have a lot of money?
No, none.
So how would she know?
Because she was probably looking at her life. She dated someone who had no
money. People always think the grass is greener on the other side until they're there and you're like, oh shit, this actually sucks.
Right.
Yeah, until the guy who has money controls you and your entire life and like beats the shit out of you. Yeah. Like cuts off your credit cards every time you fight.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a transaction. And if you're indebted to him.
Most really wealthy people are depressed.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
It's true. I have actually don't think I've ever met someone who's had tons of money that was actually happy.
I do.
It's just it's a different. Like if you're, I think if you have a lot of money and then you're also fame, both of those combined like messes with you. But if you're one way, like if you're a super like live in San Fran, have like a super tech business making millions of dollars, like those people have normal lives, family, and are living great lavishly in their boats and are fine. But I think that when you're really wealthy and also have fame at the same time, that it messes with people.
Yeah, because you can't even like go to the store without people being like.
And the worst thing is to be famous and poor. You know?
Oh my God.
Some people are like that too.
Mm. And those usually the ones that like. End up committing suicide or something because they can't. When you're famous and poor,
Yeah, but like who's famous and poor though?
A lot of people.
What do you mean? Like many of the child actors and stuff, you know, that made a lot of money.
Oh, like Macaulay Culkin
make money anymore. Even a lot of these rappers have only had one song. They don't have all the money that they come. They don't. They live in random apartments and they're like.
I think it's harder for musicians to keep up with their financials than it is for like. I wouldn't say all actors, but there's if you are like a Brad Pitt, you're good.
Right.
But if you're like an
How
ABC.
Many people are Brad Pitt?
Yeah, exactly.
One of one.
And if you're like on an ABC Marvel show, that could be like your one and done.
Right.
Like it's just like a hard.
Yeah, and you made money that first year. And then after that,
it's you're, like.
But everyone knows who you are, but you have no money. That there's, I think there's more of that.
Than
wealthy people that are famous. Right. There's a lot of poor famous people.
Right. Like I went to I went on a date last Wednesday. Horrible, by the way. Did I tell you about that?
Which one?
It was just like this guy that I met on Instagram, and he was just like so creepy.
Really?
I told him I got shit faced out of the second glass of wine. I was like, hey, listen, like I would never actually date you because you remind me of Christian Bale in American Psycho. Like you would take me out to eat. We'd go back to your apartment and you'd play like some jazz music and then cut me up in 1,000 pieces.
Wow.
He goes, wow, that was really insulting.
Yeah, it was. Shit. I'd get up and leave.
But I said it in like a funny, you know, my funny joking manner. Right. So he laughed, but he probably went home because I told him, I go, it's your hairstyle. Yeah. Like he's got like long hair, but he like gelled it back into like this mullet looking bun. Yeah. And I go, just let your fucking hair down.
Yeah.
I go,
wait,
no.
So it's, was that the guy that wouldn't allow you to like order anything more than one appetizer?
No, that was
that
it.
One?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He was like, you can get one of the appetizers. I was like, I'm starving. But I literally only got the bougie truffle fries.
Wow.
Yeah, and then
that would be embarrassing.
Yeah, and then the waitress came over and was like, do you guys want another drink? I was like, I'll have another one. And he was like, ugh. I was like,
yeah, what the fuck, man?
Mind you, he took me to Mama Shelter. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's like literally a bar. The bougie fries were $7.
Really?
Yeah, like, but they were delicious. They were like, see, the hole in the walls with like fries like that, best place you'll ever eat.
Yeah, yeah.
So good. So good.
Greasy?
Greasy, delicious. Yeah. I was in heaven for sure. But
the one fry she was allowed to have.
Yeah, the one fry. That's it. That's all I ate was fries.
I just feel like don't ask a girl out to dinner if you can't afford it.
But then pick me
ask
up.
For something else then.
Right. But you know what I realize is that first dates, you don't want to take someone out to lunch or dinner because if you date a lot, that gets very expensive.
Yeah.
So the first meeting has to be like coffee.
I would never, if someone asked me for coffee, I would say no.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's your age.
You will when you get older.
At your age.
Yeah, if we've already been dating for a while, but our first date is not going to be at Starbucks.
No, because.
That's not a first date. It's a meeting. So, like, let's say you meet. Yeah, a lot of people do that because a lot of people date now through, like, social media. Like, they've never met before. Just, like, through pictures and stuff.
Right.
Like,
oh, no. It
Tinder
was,
or something or whatever the social media for dating
but, you know, I mean.
So they meet for coffee and you both assess each other if you like this. And then after that, they're like, oh, do you want me to take you to dinner?
Right, you know. And I mean, at your guys' age, I mean, it's like my son was telling me, I mean, they don't even meet before they have sex. It's like the first date.
Yeah.
They already have sex. I said, how do you know she's going to look like her pictures? Yeah. How do you know she's going to like her?
Yeah. His son like, hits the Tinder hard.
I just could never meet someone from like social media or like a dating app and a full-fledged date the first day. Like, you're committing 2 hours with this person. What if you hate them? Like, I'm good.
Right.
No, absolutely not. Right. I would agree that the getting a coffee at Starbucks real quick and then chatting, and then you're like, okay,
I feel like
a weirdo,
getting a coffee is not long enough for me. I need the full 2 hours.
I know. Well, you can stay for 2 hours, but the bottom line is, if you don't like the person, you want to get out quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and
see,
it
like
happens.
The guy that took me on a date, I don't like him physically or emotionally, but he's like a cool, like, if he ever is at a party and he's like, hey, my friend's having a party, come through, I would go. Like, that type of, like, that's what I got out of it. Right, not sexually attractive at all. Like, then at the towards the end of the day, after he had it, plus he ordered, like, I ordered red wine and you got rosé. I'm sorry, you're a bitch. Like, at least get Jameson on the rocks on the first date. I'm just so confused.
I've never seen a guy drink rosé.
Rosé.
Ever.
And I asked him, too, and I go, so he picked me up in a Jaguar, like a $200,000 Jaguar. And I was like, you're lucky I'm getting in this because I don't like two-seaters and I don't like convertibles. But, like, I'll get in. So we get in, and then you take me to a shithole bar.
Really?
It's like we pull up to a shithole bar in a Jaguar. It made no sense to me.
Yeah.
And then we get there, and you're telling me I can get one appetizer and get mad at my second drink. So I asked him, why is money, like, why is this image? Like, you can drive around in this nice car and, like, go to nice parties and do all this. Why is that so important to you?
See, that's the thing. I mean, like, with words, people can bullshit you all you want.
Yeah.
But with money, you can't bullshit anybody.
Yeah.
If you don't. Exactly.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, you don't have it.
And there's a difference. Like, a lot of people in L.A., I've noticed, literally rent their cars.
Right.
So it's like you see all these dudes driving around in, like, Lambos and G-Wagons, and those motherfuckers are renting it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, giving, like, a monthly
Not a monthly.
Bill.
You can rent by the day, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
You just rent it for that weekend.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Go back to your regular
car. And he had two phones, and I was like, you a drug dealer? I asked anybody with multiple phones if they're a drug dealer. He started laughing. He's like,
either
I'm
that
not.
Or they're cheating in some way.
Yeah.
They have two phones,
yeah.
You know?
Either that or usually when it's two phones, it's cheating or a sketchy business.
Yeah. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, something's off there. But I don't care
or
enough.
Unless you're, which he wasn't, but unless you're like if you work in Wall Street, those big time, they have to have two phones. One, it's usually one's a BlackBerry to international business and stuff like that. But I'm sure he wasn't
no,
an international
it was two
business.
No, it was two iPhones.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's no BlackBerries anymore.
No.
No. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
BlackBerry was like, I remember it was like the phone, the shit back
thing.
In the day.
Yeah.
But you had to like literally press 7-3 times to get the A.
Yeah,
or like
yeah.
the I or something.
Yeah. Know.
Well, but actually that one had a keyboard. That's what the BlackBerry had was a keyboard. It was the other phone you had to.
I had the one where you had to.
Times.
Yeah, I had the one where you. Oh, wait, maybe
yeah,
I didn't.
Because they all did.
No, you had the full keyboard. It just still sucked.
Yeah, it did. It really did. Yeah. It was horrible.
But people used it because email was a big deal where you could take it with you, you know?
Yeah.
But
hey, let me ask you a question, Sam, now that we're here. How do you feel about a 30-year-old woman hooking up with an 18-year-old?
For what? Just sex?
Just sex.
Why not?
Okay, so you don't think it's weird and creepy and almost pedophile-ish?
Well, when it's the other way around. I don't know.
Well, like for men hook up with 18-year-olds all the time.
Right.
19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds. Like, guys don't care.
I know.
But I feel like for some reason, for women, it's like a double standard.
Maybe it is. But, you know, I mean, the thing is, if you want to, then do it. But I don't think you're going to get anything out of it. Even for sex, I mean, 18 years old
is
young. It's really young.
Yeah, it's like, is your balls even fully developed at 18?
Yeah. I mean,
like
look,
he's at high school.
Look, he can fuck pretty good. I mean, at 18, you're like in your prime, you know?
Yeah, but at 18, you also don't know how to.
Right.
Like, you haven't had enough experience. He
right.
might have, this particular person.
But that's what might attract the older woman is, hey, I can teach him, you know, I can. Because people, people probably have fantasies.
And I don't know how to teach anything because I barely have sex myself. Oh, it's not about me. It's about somebody else, actually. So.
Yeah. No, but
I'm sure that other person has nothing to teach.
Oh, wow. It's funny, though, but it's actually pretty cool to see women like, wanting sex, you know, because
well, it's funny because
I grew up with like women are not supposed to like sex or not to let you know that they do.
Yeah, that's weird. I feel like everyone in this generation is very open and like free spirited about it. There's some people that won't even talk about it and they'd be the biggest freaks in the bedroom.
Yeah, you know what my son says? It's like every girl on Tinder writes no hookups And then they all hook up on the first date.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're trying to look classy.
Well, if you're, I mean, you're on Tinder. How classy is it really gonna, you're really gonna be?
Right. Yeah, and what, are you looking for friends or something? What,
like, I don't know anybody on Tinder.
Yeah. No.
I never had a Tinder, but I had a Bumble for a couple of days out here, like a couple months ago, and it was a horrible experience. I went on one Bumble date, and I was like, hell nah.
No, I'm telling you, you got to talk to them on the phone first. You don't just go.
You just met up with him.
He was like, but I brought my girlfriend with me and he brought a friend. So it was like, it turned into like this double date. Mm-hmm. And he was just like so mean. Like he just wasn't, like he was a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think maybe that works for him in life. Like maybe if he's out in real life, that's how he gets girls. And I was like, that's never going to work for me.
Right.
Not when I first meet you, though.
But, you know, I mean, if you talk to him for at least for about 10, 15 minutes or so, you can discover a lot about the person and ask yourself, do I really want to see him or not? Do you qualify him?
Right.
Just like you'd be a salesperson.
Right.
So I do think... you know, you start talking on the app, then text, then call, and then meet for a brief meeting, you know, like during the afternoon. So you can say, I'm going back to work or whatever, you know,
or even if it is like not, or maybe like, oh, hey, do you want to go to find, like, even if it's a lounge or something or like a bar, get one drink and then like leave, like no food involved. So
right,
quick meet up.
But one drink is probably not going to happen. People usually drink. And
yeah. Once you start drinking, it's like one drink turns into two drinks.
Not if you hate the person. You would sit there and drink with someone you didn't like at all.
I've entertained so many people I don't like.
No, but
if it's a free drink, I'm like, yeah. So anyways.
But listen, if you stay there for a couple drinks, each one of you, it'll be like $50-$60, no?
No, way more than that.
Really?
Oh, my God. Two drinks.
What,
is close
at,
to 50,
at a bar?
60.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like happy hour or something? Come on.
No, I mean, nobody makes it to happy hour, though. Ain't nobody out at 5 o'clock at night. We went to happy hour yesterday, and there was hair on my food. I'm scarred for life.
Really?
Yeah. But we had, okay, so she used to bartend at this bar, and we used to get sweet tea vodka and lemonade. And they had it there yesterday. It was glorious. It's like seriously the best. I don't really like vodka, but it's glorious. It literally tastes like a nice, refreshing.
Yeah, it's like a good beach drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a wine cooler or something?
Yeah.
One of those. Like,
and there was like not
one.
Really that many attractive guys on the beach. And the only attractive guys we saw were at least like 17 or 18. 17 or 18 years old.
That's the only ones who hang out there don't fucking work. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
True.
And they're on
Monday.
Summer break.
True. Yeah. It was a Monday, didn't it? Everyone else has a job.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of people in LA don't have like typical 9-to-5.
No,
so.
But they don't live in Venice. They live in LA, those industry people.
Yeah, that's true. So I have to go on a fucking weekend.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But then there's a lot of people there. But yeah, I mean, to people watch and stuff, it's the best place. Did you go to the restaurant I told you?
No, we went to Sidewalk Cafe.
Sidewalk Cafe. That's what I thought.
That's where the fucking hair was in my food, Sam.
Are you serious?
I'll never go there again. Unless it's to drink the sweet tea, vodka, and lemonade.
Then she takes it all back. See you there.
Did
next
you have
week.
At least a good seat where you could
We just sat at the bar.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I wanted to sit outside, but she like just doesn't like the sun like I do.
I don't.
No, but there's no sun. I mean,
no, it was beaming.
Really hot.
No, but it's covered,
no.
Right? The restaurant.
No, but it was like, coming. That's what it was worse. If it was fully uncovered, I think that would have been a little bit better. But I was literally just burnt.
On the side?
Right, just burning from here to here. And it was like starting to hurt. I was like, yeah, this is not enjoyable.
I loved it. Okay. I'm like, burn me up.
Well, you guys had a terrible experience there.
No, I had a great.
I've eaten there several
times. Oh, you mean at the restaurant?
At the restaurant.
There was a long, curly, blonde hair in my hamburger.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, I go, excuse
me. That can happen at any
restaurant. I don't care.
No,
I do not care.
I mean, this is not her first time it's happened to.
Really?
No, yeah. And I just will never. It happened to me at Saddle Ranch. Yeah. I'll never go back to Saddle Ranch. The only way I'll ever go back to that restaurant is if I'm going for that drink, the sweet tea vodka and lemonade. I'll never eat there though.
Tell me something. Why don't you ask them to replace the food?
I would never. After there was hair in my first meal, I'm not even going to attempt to eat a second meal with you. It's a wrap.
It doesn't matter.
Scarred for life. I hold grudges like a motherfucker.
I know, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen again.
I don't care.
If you like the place, you shouldn't write it.
You know what? I should have gone to one of the little stands.
Yeah.
Well, that's where you get the best food.
But those are even more unsanitary.
Yeah,
the hot dog. I should have gotten a hot dog. Grilled hot dogs are so good.
Like, they won't put hair in your food, but they're like touching all your food because they have limited space. Like, I'm all set.
No, but they wear gloves. I'd rather somebody touch my food with gloves than have hair in my cheeseburger.
Right. But what about the places that they use gloves and then they go to the register and still with the gloves and then they go back and make food? So what's the point of the gloves?
Yeah, I mean, eating out is just kind of gross altogether because you can't really see what's going on.
Yeah.
Even if you're at Mastro's, like a restaurant where a steak is $117, like you don't know what's going on in the kitchen.
Right.
Or but, how old that steak is.
Places where you can see like the sandwich places, for example, they put on rubber gloves and then... She is done doing your sandwich and then she goes takes your money and the gloves get dirty from that and then she goes back and you gotta take them off every time and some people do I notice that you know but
some people do that but those are ones that like care about like other people.
Once you hold money I don't want your hand in my food.
Yeah, money is so dirty.
It is.
So it rotates dirty. Just through the whole world, just money. Ew. Yeah. No one carries money like that anymore. So.
Well, needless to say, it's the 24th, and I have 6 days till August 1st, and we still don't have a roommate.
No roommate yet, huh?
No. Like, somebody came last night, and he's like, yeah, I just want the apartment for 2 months. I'm like, no, I'm not dealing with this again in 2 months. Like, I need someone who's at least going to be here for six.
Yeah.
Like, bye.
But at least it'll give you time to look for someone else in the meantime.
No, it's just like, it's so much work, Sam. And, like, people bail. Yeah. Like, it's just frustrating.
Fuck.
And it's just a bunch of strangers that are finding out where you live.
Right.
So creepy.
Yeah.
I know. I was thinking about that. That's pretty shitty, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it should have been the responsibility of the roommate that left, so.
And she hasn't done anything.
Yeah, well. Where are you going to find her now?
She still has the keys, so she's going to have to bring those back at some point.
Yeah.
She won't until the very last, like, day before the August 1st.
I mean, I understand her. I would have been like, I'm still paying for this. I can walk into this place. I understand her on that. You wouldn't give it back either until your fully month is done.
I mean, I would have been prepared and somebody would have moved in the day I moved out.
Yeah, but like,
she moved out in May, the last week of May.
Oh, wow.
So she paid for June and she paid for July and hasn't been living there.
Oh, she's going to pay for August too, for sure. Not going to find someone to move in 6 days.
Well, I met this guy in the elevator. He recognized me. And he's like, hey, I don't want to be creepy. Are you Danny or Gabby? And I was like, I'm Danny. I can't tell if he's gay or straight or just one of those like black guys that's like really metro. Uh-huh. Like, but his nails were painted.
Oh, God.
But he didn't give me gay vibes. He just gave me that like, I can do whatever I want type swag. Like
alternative vibe?
Yeah, like I just saw him in the elevator and he had a Versace bathrobe on. He's like, I'm going to the bar right now. I'm like in a Versace bathrobe. Like, but he was like, my boy needs a spot. He's willing to move in this week. He just texted me that. I go, he can stop by today to see it.
But needs a spot for, like, how long? For permanent?
Yeah. Mm. And his boys live in the building, so it's just a plus. I'm like, yep, go downstairs and see your friends. See ya. I just rather would live with a guy, like, at this point.
Well, yeah, she doesn't get along with girls, so that's not even a problem. Yeah. I mean, it's not even, you're not going through this again. Don't pick another girl, and then she's going to leave, and then you're going to be in the same place. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not doing this.
Guys, I'm like, I was just like, what's up, homie? Like, just, like, don't get creepy with me. Like,
yeah.
It was just, it's been too many bad
it's
instances.
It's a big thing to ask, though.
No, yeah. not when you live with me, though, because I look like shit 90% of the time.
Yeah, but, you know.
And I'm always in my room. Like, me and Frankie, like, only see each other if we both go in the kitchen to, like, cook or grab a drink of water or something. Well,
yeah, but it's different if you had, like, a straight roommate that's a guy. You would talk to him more and kick it more in the house.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I've never, like, kicked it with Frankie. Like, we're not like, hey, wine night, let's watch a movie in the living room. Like,
yeah. So they did the biggest study on sexual fantasies. And I guess they're saying the majority of fantasies fall into one of three categories. Group sex.
Ew.
BDSM.
What is EDSM?
Bondage, dominance, submission, and settlement.
Yeah.
Like Shades of Grey. Shades of Grey.
Yep.
And novelty or adventure.
What exactly does that mean?
Maybe that would mean you're like fucking on the beach or in nature.
We were just talking about that yesterday because we were walking to the beach and there was a used condom. I was like, that's so disgusting.
Yeah, I know. But to have sex on the beach may not be a bad thing. You know,
so your vagina and your butthole is filled with sand.
Of sand and stuff,
that
right?
Sucks. But unless you have a whole big blow up bed or something, and like.
But even at that, as soon as you step onto the bed, it's like sand.
That's true.
Like, we stepped onto the towels, and
but
just like.
But no, people look. People take towels, they have sex, and then they get up, and you know, whatever.
I've never had sex on the beach ever.
Yeah.
And there's like definitely times like when I was in high school where remember I told you all those girls would always have a beach house, mm-hmm. and like you would walk out on the beach and no one would be on the beach past 9 p.m. So it'd be so easy mm-hmm. to just
Which
like
is why people do it just like when they're like in islands or stuff.
Away. Yeah, right. Because nobody is on the beach when the sun goes down.
No one.
Yeah.
But I've never done. I never did it. No.
So those are some of the similarities, but the differences between men and women in their fantasies. They're saying that women were more likely than men to fantasize about same-sex experiences and BDSM, while men were more apt to have gender-bending fantasies.
What is gender-bending?
Such as cross-dressing and more taboo thoughts.
Okay, can we be more specific on all the technical words okay. that are in that sentence? All
right.
Cross-dressing.
So gender bending, yeah, I guess cross-dressing.
So basically, they're into men. So men have more gay fantasies than women, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know if cross-dressing is gay, though, because you're dressed as a woman, right? If
yeah.
I'm
man.
Sorry, that's gay.
No, they like to wear like women's clothing, but they don't want to be with a woman.
Or maybe they do want to be with a woman.
They don't
want to
be with a man. Like,
are you sure if they cross dress they want to
well,
be with
well,
a man?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, look at Caitlyn Jenner. He doesn't want to be with another.
Yeah,
well,
I
with
know.
With another
but
guy. She only he
has
only
a, she has a girlfriend now.
But she's always had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Like it had nothing to do with sexuality. It's right. about how she feels. She wants to wear women's clothing, but she doesn't want to like have sex with a guy. You
right.
know?
How do you have sex? I mean, I guess if the person's a lesbian, but they just have like a dick. Did he get his calzone flipped inside out? Or
I'm not sure. I don't think he ended up doing the procedure. I think he still has
a penis.
She has a penis, yeah.
Can you imagine having breast implants and then looking down and having a wanker?
But that's how she keeps her other girlfriend happy.
That's true, because most lesbians put on strap-on, so now you just got like a built-in dick.
But do you think that's really a woman fantasy to be with a she-male? Or because I think it's a man's fantasy.
Yeah, I've never fantasized about being with someone with tits and a dick.
All those chicks with dicks, I think they go with straight men.
I think so.
Or men that are like somewhere
confused.
In between.
Yeah,
yeah mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see.
And I don't even think a straight man has that fantasy.
Right.
Yeah.
And because it's usually men that do the procedure, right?
Mm-hmm,
so it's
mm-hmm.
a guy with tits. It's not a chick with a dick.
Yeah.
It's all weird. I mean, it's especially in LA. Everybody's into all these weird things.
And I don't know if it's because of boredom or just like in this weird like thing to like fit in with what everybody else is doing.
It's just because they can do. A lot of these people are very wealthy and are very famous around here. So they've gotten all normal sex, so much of it all the time. I think that they always looking for like the next kind of
right,
thing to
but
try
I don't
out.
Think it has to do with the fame and the. I mean, I think a lot of people get a lot of sex because they want to, you know. So they
right,
they
no,
go
some
after
people,
it.
I feel like some people want to get laid and can't.
Well, no,
like,
I know.
Think, like but, an ugly yeah. kid from like normal can just be able to lay like have sex with girls whenever they want.
If they find ugly girls like them, yeah.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah, I mean,
and I wouldn't say ugly. I would just say like not like ugly is just such an intense word.
Right.
But they're I would say very unattractive.
Okay,
that sounds better.
Okay, that's the definition of ugly.
Okay,
so you
Marie.
Just defined it.
did you say it the way she was?
I'm like she just defined.
Like, think
the
about
word.
It though. But something that could be very unattractive to us could be like literally a gold mine to somebody else. Like somebody very unattractive might find that other very unattractive person and he thinks it's like literally his Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
You just never know.
But it's not about, I'm not talking about that people who are very unattractive can't find someone. Everyone can find someone.
No, that's not true. I can't.
I mean, everyone, but Danny can find somebody. But everyone has found somebody.
No, I mean, if you wanted to, you'd have all the sex you want, but you're not.
Not really.
You're not looking for that.
No, it's not even offered to me. Like,
no,
that's not even an option, right? Back me up here.
Didn't you say you don't have sex like just like that? You know, I mean, you said you hadn't had sex before.
I think it's
the last time for like a year.
Yeah, like almost 7 months.
Right, so why not?
Because I just think that you need to really double think if you're going to go down that route.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Like if a guy, like, I feel like that guy, I'm not going to say his name, but the guy from this weekend, right? If you were any other person, he would have been like, all right, let's just be sex buddies, even though I have a girl. Like, let's, you know what I mean? But with you, he feels like she's going to get attached. It's going to be an issue.
Yeah, and everyone, I don't know what it is, Sam, but
and
like even guys that just meet me are like,
they read it off of
we can tell you're batshit crazy.
Yeah, they're like, I'm not. So a lot
like
of guys,
instantly.
It's not that she can't. It's just that they're like, I'm not dealing with this because I know it's going to come with a lot of drama behind it. So they see it from the first conversation. Yeah. And that's what it is. It's not so much her. She can have sex.
Yeah, like I've been attracted to this guy, but needless to say, we found out that he has a girlfriend and she was at the party on Sunday when we went, and he wouldn't even say hello to me like he normally does.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, okay.
Well, of course, that's what happens when you have more than one chick, you know? I mean,
well, no, he's never even...
No, he hasn't tried to like...
No, he's the one where I told you he's like, oh, I'm not attracted to you. You're too short. But then he'll like flirt with me and I'm like, okay, you're full of shit.
Right, but that's what I mean. I mean, I'm not, he's already got a girlfriend. Why would he be doing
that? Oh, he cheats on her all the time. I've seen him cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Why he just hasn't cheated with me because he knows I'm...
Why are you surprised that he doesn't acknowledge you? I mean, he's full of shit. He's a piece of shit for someone, for, you know... But if you've got a girlfriend, just shut up and, you know, do your thing.
But
you know?
Wasn't Danny another party with him before and he was with another girl?
He was with another girl. I've seen him with two girls now, actually. I've seen him hook up with two other girls. He just hasn't hooked up with me.
Right, right. Well, you just let him fucking go. You don't want anything to do with someone like
that. Yeah. Really, and then it's like, I think too much of it. Like, okay, so for instance, the 30-year-old that's going to hook up with an 18-year-old, that would be me.
And
I could definitely hook up with him. Like, he's been asking to hang out with me a lot, basically just to fuck though. Like,
right.
And I just don't know if I could physically. Like, I feel like I would feel like such a loser after.
Yeah, well, try it once and see. Why would you feel like a loser?
Because he's 18.
So what?
And if he was a normal 18-year-old, he'd be like getting ready to go to prom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's like one of those like YouTube people that like literally already he already has a house. Like he's. Probably has more money than I've seen in my entire 30 years of life.
Yeah.
So he's not like a normal 18-year-old. But it doesn't mean anything, but he's still...
They do illegal shit, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And not only that, he looks young.
He looks his age.
He looks 18.
Okay, so stop looking there and go look for older ones.
She won't, but...
Because, you know, I mean, look, a 12-year difference, even when you're... A grown adult, okay.
Well, no, you could be a 40-year-old and date a 28-year-old. It's normal,
but not it's really. Different.
But
not
you're really. that's not a terrible.
But I'm not talking about dating him. I don't want to date him.
No, but it's a terrible. When you're 28 or your late 20s and you're dating even someone that's 80, you can't count that as the same as a teenager and someone who's 30. Like you have to look at where they are in life. Like when you're 28, 29, 30, you're pretty much like a grown, self-aware person. If you want to date someone that's 60, a gazillion, that's different. But you're talking about dating a teenager who just got out of high school, even when you're 30, two different places in life.
Yeah,
it's not
it's
the same.
Kid.
You can't
it's
just put the age in different gaps of life and say it's the same thing. It's not. It's really different.
No, when you go down to 18, that's pretty, it's pretty young, you know?
That's pretty young.
I mean, think about it. It's such a... random age, you know,
because, it's like an awkward age.
Yeah, you know,
like, if you were 20, I'd be like, okay, you're almost there.
No, but what I mean is that we put like 18 as being an adult, but I don't think so.
Oh,
I
yeah, we talked about 18, this the other day.
Yeah, I don't think at 18 you're an adult, really.
Oh,
you
no,
know?
Absolutely not.
No, yeah, I think they only say that 18 is an adult because back in the day, that's when you used to be able to like drink and go to bars. Now it's like you're 21,
but it's so arbitrary,
and they're trying to push
know?
The age back. For drinking, I think, right? And that's never going to happen.
No, it won't happen.
No, they've been trying to do that for years.
It's funny how there's such a strict drinking age here. In some countries, like in Israel, they don't have an alcohol.
Yeah,
and
if you go to like Greece, it's like 18.
In any of the other countries where people are drinking
so they don't
when they're young.
So they don't even have limits, you know. It's
sometimes
just like
I feel like that might be better so people get like adjusted to it.
It's just that in some places, alcohol is a problem.
Yeah.
You know,
like in Los Angeles, alcohol is a motherfucking problem.
I feel like everywhere in the United States, this is a problem.
It really
because
is, you know?
You can't do it till you're 21, so everyone doesn't know their limit. Like a lot of these other countries. When I go to other countries and talk to other people that grew up there, they're like, we've always had like in dinners with our parents growing up, there's always been alcohol things involved. Like, it's not a big deal for us to drink. We don't have to get wasted.
Yeah,
wait.
Exactly.
Like, we're doing
we
something
don't get
illegal.
Shit-faced
it's normal. Yeah, it's normal. It's a normal part of life. It's like you're drinking like juice every day. It's the same thing. Like, you know, it's not like Americans who are super aggressive getting shit-faced at 19 because they can't do it. And it's like, ooh, the thrilling of trying to get shit-faced. Yeah, it's definitely different.
Yeah.
But we've already set the tone for that. We can't bring it back. It's too late. Like, if we were to switch it to, you know, 15 or something, or like 18, everyone would just be alcoholics getting into DUIs every corner.
I mean, I started drinking at like 16.
Really?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Actually, I started drinking at like 14.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when most people start drinking.
Yeah.
That's
like
crazy.
14, I was going to high school parties with older high school people drinking fucking Kettle One, not Kettle One. What's that one that tastes like Rubinoff? It's like the cheapest alcohol that high schoolers could get. Smirnoff is terrible.
No, it was below that probably.
Yeah, it was. It was.
It came in a plastic bottle.
Yeah, it's a big ass, the big ass plastic bottle that's like $5. Rubinoff. Rubinoff. That's literally what it's called, Rubinoff. Yeah, no, I've been drinking for as long as I can remember. Yeah.
Vodka is terrible if it comes in a plastic bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, because nobody could afford it in high school.
Well, we do have a drinking culture here. There's no doubt about it. People love their alcohol.
And I feel like as a parent, and I know this is awful, but I'd probably be okay with my kid having people over and nobody's allowed to leave. I'd rather my kid be home than out at some high school party scared to call me and then dies in a car accident or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be too like Marcellus. I'll be like, yo, hit me up. We'll never tell your mom. Yeah, we're never going to tell Gabby.
Sadly, he's on the other side of the country, but Danny is going to forever be that aunt. Like, he's going to hit her
like
up.
He already knows. Like, when they fight, he knows how to FaceTime now. It's so weird. But he'll FaceTime me and it'll be him. It won't be Gabby. And he'll be like crying. And I'm like, Marcellus, what's wrong? She's like, mommy said that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
can you talk to her? I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows where to go.
Oh,
huh?
he always
But they
that.
Need they need to know. Like, I hope Gabby's like that with my kids.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to come to me because I'll go off the handle. But Marcellus can always come to me. And when he's sober and up, I'll rear him a new asshole. But then I'll be like, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather somebody call.
Well, like, I think we'll always be close because you're his aunt, but aunt, you know? So that's very close.
I mean, in regards to being able to, like, bail him out and stuff, you know, if they don't live in the same city.
Well, I'm hoping Gabby will eventually move here.
She's
miserable out there.
I know, but I just know her. Like,
I think if I eventually get my life together and I start making good money.
You should see how comfortable she is at home.
She's
like
not comfortable.
Day. No, but she's like on a day to day. Like, I think she vents to you, but like on a day to day.
No, even me and my dad have talked about it. He's like, you need to convince her to go out there.
I don't think she'd do it. But I mean, I agree. Maybe she should.
And Marcellus is a star. Like, she's holding him back. And and we blame mom and dad for not bringing me and Gabby to Disney. And she's about to do it to Marcellus.
Wow.
Like when we were kids, dad used to say all the time, my daughters are going to be on TV. When we were kids, he said, you guys acted like rock stars, but y'all took Marquise to every state possible for his basketball and never took us anywhere for acting.
I know.
And he said that's his biggest regret. He said, I spent too much time on Marquise and not enough time on you guys.
Yeah,
but
because those child actors, if your parents aren't like the go-go driven, they don't make it anywhere.
No. Yeah, exactly. So my dad says it's the biggest mistake and I don't want Gabby to do that to Marcellus. And we're like so in his life and he's so loved that he wouldn't become like Amanda Bynes. Those type of parents like just wanted the paycheck, you know?
Yeah.
But Marcellus is literally, he's so unique looking. You can't tell what race he is. And we'll be like, cry on cue. He'll cry on cue. Be mad on cue. He'll be mad on cue. Like, he's already got it. He just needs to take it a step further and not get him.
I just think she likes the idea of it. But I mean, she has said to me so many times, she goes, I could never live there.
I don't know how she can live where she's living right now. Yeah.
So I think she likes the idea and she talks to Danny doing cool things and does it. But like literally say like, I'm going to move my son over there instead of having the comfortability of having him being raised with like his grandparents and everything. I don't think that she would end up making the jump.
Yeah,
I think she would do it if dad decided to move here.
Yeah, that's different. If one of your
that's different. But and he said that he's debating it. He's debating it. Mom would have a conniption.
Yeah, no, that's the only way. If one of your parents would move over here, but I don't think she'd have him not have any of his grandparents grow without no family. You know,
right, right. Well, we only have a couple minutes left. I wanted to ask you. So, you guys are the same age?
No, she's a year older.
Oh, and how did you guys meet? Like in school or something?
High school. Central Catholic.
Yeah.
Through ISIS.
14. Yeah, I don't know.
Her name is Isis.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Oh, yeah, because we didn't really talk to Gabby. Well, you...
No, I didn't talk. You and Gabby were close before you and me were close.
Oh, yeah, you hung out with the white girls.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
And then we ended up going to the same college, and then it switched.
Yeah, it switched.
Yeah, so her and Gabby...
Gabby through, like, high school, and then in college it switched.
Oh, okay. And do you guys have, like... I wanted to ask you, Danny, do you and Gabby have... separate friends too? You do?
Mm-hmm. We've always had separate friends.
Oh,
I'm the only one that gets
you're
shared.
The only one? Okay.
And when it's really mad when they get mad at each other and I'm in the middle like, I'm just going to stay out of this one.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we've never had the same friends. In fact, me and Gabby weren't really close until we filmed Bad Girls Club.
Yeah, they actually had different lives. They weren't even as close as they are now.
Really?
Yeah, like we barely like...
They were different people into different things.
And then we filmed the show together and it was like such an experience that like no one... They're like, you can't really say, and no one can really say I did that with my twin. And after that, it was just kind of like an unbreakable, like,
and no one amazing. Understands it because yeah. you haven't been through it.
Yeah. yeah. Like, it's just like filming that show got us like really, really close.
And then they got really close after that. Mm-hmm. But before,
I mean, we still fight like crazy, but she's definitely.
Yeah. They fight like yeah. every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About stupid shit, too.
I know. But. Well, as much as you are alike, you also have clashing personalities, probably. Mm-hmm. Right?
No, she's nothing like me.
I mean, personalities, mm-mm. they're totally different, right?
Mm-hmm. Completely different. Yeah. That's why they argue about, but everything, it's little. Mm. It's always so little. But then, like,
it
how
explodes.
They argue is
yeah.
like how they speak. Because I don't know, because of the twins, I have three other sisters, there's four of us. And we argue, but it never, I see them arguing and I'm like, I have no idea how you could speak like that to your sister. It's yeah, different. Like yeah, that twin yeah. thing is different. I don't know if you feel more comfortable.
No,
or,
I think it's
know.
Probably just our lifestyle too. Cause true. I feel like other twins fight, but they don't
fight like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a temperament too of a person, you know, I think you're born with that.
Yeah. And we both have like, my grandma was bipolar. My mom kind of sometimes has like,
I don't think you're bipolar.
I don't think I'm bipolar, but I think I got that switch though.
Yeah, you
like
have
my attitude can go zero to 100 and there's like no stopping it when it's like once yeah. the engines start revving, there's literally no stopping
and going
me.
And going. God. She's got to let her get over
well,
it.
Well, yeah, you got to get some anger management.
No, never.
Something. No.
I literally had this conversation with my dad the other day. I'm like, I'm 30. I'm stuck in my ways. When I find me a man, he's yeah. going to literally love every side of me and know how to deal with it.
Right. Yeah, I except don't think if he's on the receiving end of your anger.
I mean, at some point, some guy is going to be at the receiving end. He just has to get over it.
Yeah.
And usually if I'm getting angry at him, it's because he fucked up. So
yeah. Okay. Well, we got to run out. Amarie, how can people find you on social media if they want to?
Instagram is Amarie Ortiz, Amarie Ortiz. And Snapchat is Amarie _Ortiz. Cool. Thanks for having me, LA Talk.
And how long, how many followers do you have on Instagram?
30.
Wow, that's
eight,
a lot.
30s.
That's a lot. How did you manage that?
I always did it between before what I did. Like, I was always in the scene. And then after they got on the show, right. I was in one of the episodes and always in between each other's shows. Like, a lot of people know me from the girls,
too.
Okay. Yeah. So sounds between good. Those two things.
Well, have a safe trip back.
Thank you. Is it going to be a long 6.5 hours?
No, it's short, yeah. usually shorter on the way back.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in. Danny, thank you as always. Mm-hmm. See everybody tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.